Hey everyone, I'm Travis Wright. I'm a principal program manager on the SQL Server team. I'm here to talk to you today about SQL Server 2016 Service Pack 1. And this is not just any service pack. This is actually a huge change in how SQL Server is providing value to our customers. So what's the deal? We've introduced a lot of new innovations in the last few releases of SQL Server. Things like Polybase, row-level security, always encrypted, in-memory technologies, column store, and much, much more. All of those features have been introduced in only the Enterprise Edition up until now. With SQL Server 2016 SP1, we're taking all of that innovation and making it available across all editions of SQL Server. And the reason we're doing this is we want to make it easy for application developers to take advantage of this innovation and then have the operations team choose which edition of SQL Server they'll deploy on based on their operational requirements and performance and scalability requirements. So with this change, you'll have some differentiation between the different editions of SQL Server. The Enterprise Edition will still be your go-to choice for mission-critical availability and for performance at scale. And also with the license rights that you get with Software Assurance and Enterprise Edition, you can run an unlimited number of VMs on a given host. So let's take a look at some of the features that are available in all of the editions now. So you can see here with Express that Express is limited in terms of the number of cores and RAM that's available, but all of the programming features that I mentioned, like column store and Polybase and row-level security, and all these things that make your application faster and more secure are available even in Express Edition. Going up to Standard then, you have the additional number of cores, the additional amount of RAM that's available to help scale your application and have it run faster. And you also get some other additional features in the areas of reporting and integration services and so on. And then as you go up to Enterprise Edition, that's where we really start to differentiate on the performance and scalability, where you have unlimited cores, a huge amount of RAM available, unlimited database size. And there you also get the high availability using always-on availability groups and unlimited scale-out with read-only scale-outs using always-on availability groups. And like I said, this is the where you can also take advantage of the software assurance benefit to have unlimited virtualization on a given host. So let's take a deeper look at some of these features that are what we're talking about here. So in-memory OLTP and operational analytics, including column store, that's really going to drive your performance. For security, we have always encrypted, fine-grained auditing, row-level security, and more that are now available across all editions of SQL Server. In the area of DataMart and OLAP cubes, we have partitioning and compression, in-memory column store, change data capture, and DB snapshot that are all available across all editions of SQL Server now, and so on. You kind of get the idea of what's going on here. All these capabilities have always been kind of locked up in the Enterprise Edition, are now available in all editions of SQL Server. So we worked with our partner, Stack Overflow. Stack Overflow is the site that all developers know and love. It's a go-to place for all the information that you need as a developer to solve problems and to build awesome applications. Stack Overflow has now introduced an on-premise version of Stack Overflow for enterprises where they can run their own instance of Stack Overflow for collaboration within teams within the organization. And Stack Overflow has taken advantage of these benefits in SQL Server 2016 SP1 in a way where they can build the application once and then give it to their customers. And each customer can deploy Stack Overflow Enterprise on the SQL Server edition that fits their needs. So for a small departmental development team, they might be able to deploy on Express Edition. For an organization-wide deployment of Stack Overflow for a really large corporation, they might choose to deploy Stack Overflow Enterprise on SQL Server Enterprise Edition. So let me show you a couple applications now that show you the benefits of how these things just show up and you can take advantage of them in your applications. All right, so let's take a look at this application we've written in .NET. And this application just simply shows the power of column store. So this application will go and it will connect to SQL Server. It will create a sample database, insert 5 million rows worth of data in it. And then it will run the sumPrice function here, which just goes through and sums up the price column on that table of 5 million rows worth of data and outputs the amount of time it takes to do that without a column store index. And then by adding a single T-SQL query here, where we're just going to create the column store index, will drastically improve the performance of how much time it takes to run this sumPrice function and output that. Now, in this case here, what I've done is I've got a couple of different containers here running. One is an Express Edition container, and the other is Developer Edition. They're both running here simultaneously on this host. They each have 3 gigabytes of RAM allocated to them. But the Express Edition is exposed on 1433, and Developer Edition is exposed on 1533. So we'll start by connecting to 1433, or the Express Edition container. So we'll execute the application now, and this will connect to the Express Edition container, create the sample database, and populate it with 5 million rows worth of data. Okay, so that took 781 milliseconds. And now it's adding the column store index to the table. Okay, so now that it's all done, we can see that after the column store index is created, it only took 39 milliseconds to query the sum out of the table. So that's a 20x performance increase, pretty drastic improvement for just adding a single line of code to create that column store index. So now let's connect to the Developer Edition instance, which is effectively the same as Enterprise Edition, and rerun the application and see what the performance improvement is this time. Okay, so this will go through, does the same thing, creates the database. We're executing the exact same code. The only difference is we're targeting Developer or Enterprise Edition instead of the Express Edition. Okay, so this time we can see that the population of the table and then the query without the column store index only took 411 seconds this time. So this is a pretty drastic improvement of performance without the column store index. And then now we're going to add the column store index and execute the query again. Okay, so this time the column store index-based query only took 14 milliseconds. So you can see here that by simply upgrading to the Developer Enterprise Edition, we get a drastically improved performance without column store index because the buffer pool is much larger on the Developer Enterprise Edition. And even the column store execution is much faster, 39 milliseconds versus 14 milliseconds, because again, the buffer pool that's available to column store indexes is much larger. So this is how we can write a single application and deploy it on either Express or Developer or Enterprise Edition. And just by deploying it to a different edition, we get much better performance using a higher-end edition of SQL Server. But the application remains the same. All right, so now that you've seen how SQL Server 2016 SP1 can make your applications faster and more secure, go get SP1 today. It's free. Just go get it and install it on top of SQL Server 2016. Thanks.